This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. Talk some Tigers to open. Just a reminder, the season does start tomorrow in LA. But I wanted to get to the Pistons because I am... fascinated at what people, what they need to be excited. Now, look, we have said it once. We've said it a million times. The turnaround's incredible. Bickerstaff is coach of the year. That's the world I live in. And they're in the playoffs. Now, I've also said that it's also the worst Eastern Conference in the history of Earth. There's six teams over 500. And
yeah, these are facts.
Six teams are trying. Everyone else has either had their best player die or get traded. Go look if you don't believe me. I can run down the list if you like. Last night, case in point, the Pistons are in a weird spot. 41-32, they're going to triple their win total. I mean, it's amazing. But a lot of the games are simply, we're playing the Spurs without Wemby and Fox. Great. You win. Get to the playoffs. And here's my question. I want to know the level of what gets you excited about this team. Now, if you're already excited, that is fine. I have no issue. But I need more. Because if you don't win a playoff series or you don't take a team to the limit, what is it really all for? Look, part of the Wings making the playoffs and the reason we want it so bad is hockey, there's a volatility. You can do damage. The seeding means less. But see, I think this Eastern Conference, the seeding means less. And news today that Damian Lillard now has a blood clot and may be out for the rest of the year. That would be the expectation.
Right.
The problem is I think the scenario of lining up to play the Bucks in a 4-5 matchup is very low with 11 games to go. Eight games to go. So that doesn't benefit you. But I wanted to ask, because I said earlier this year, look, I will be excited about the Pistons this summer when Trajan Langdon has an opportunity to make a bold move, to take a big swing, and to put this team firmly in the top four of the East, where it's Cleveland, it's Boston, it's New York, and you. I think that's possible. You know, I do think Giannis is out of Milwaukee. I'm not sure Miami bounces back right away. You know, if you wanted to go with Orlando healthy versus everyone dead, fine. The point is, I have a hard time getting excited because I know what I'm watching. I'm satisfied with the turnaround. I'm satisfied with the development. But being excited and satisfied are two different things. So I would like to know what you need from the Pistons to buy in. And look, maybe you're a fringe fan. Maybe you're a Lions fan and you just hop on a bandwagon to entertain yourself in the spring. That's a lot of people. If you're not aware of it, the Pistons, who basically won two games last year, are 41-32. Cade's become the superstar that we've all wanted him to be and what we drafted him to be. And Bickerstaff has shown you that when you don't have a sock puppet as a head coach, boy, some good things can happen. So that's great. But if it results in them going in, and I'm sorry, I don't believe, you know, Piston fans are talking like they're going to roll over the Knicks or roll over the Pacers. I don't see it. I don't see it. Playoffs are a whole different animal. But if they were able to really get a playoff series to a deciding game, whether they win or lose it, I would actually be excited. But if you go into the playoffs and you never get a closeout, you never get a chance to advance, or you don't advance outright, that's difficult for me. So I wanted your perspective on it. And none of this is diminishing what they've done.
Right.
I don't want to have this nonsense where people call up and view a discussion. It's not negative. Nothing I've said is negative.
No, it's not negative. And lost in that, Mike, for those who really don't know, they're 41-32 for the first time, and I can't remember when. They can't have a losing season. They're at 41 wins.
But even Bickerstaff said at the press conference last night, it doesn't matter. That's not what we're here to do.
No, no, I know. Right. But I'm looking at the steps. As some, Bickerstaff just got here. But as somebody who's followed the Pistons for so long and watched that epic collapse last year of just loss after loss after loss, of knowing, wow, you can't have a losing season. You're going to the playoffs. It's like, wait, this is really happening. And yeah, the East is down. It ain't your fault.
No.
You're going to be there. For me, I think the floor is, can you get to that deciding game? And if you lose it, fine. I would like to see you win your first series. I would. That to me says, okay, this thing may have some legs. This thing could go somewhere. And now maybe you're attractive to some free agent and saying, I like what you're doing.
See, so you and I are similar then, because it really is about summer. The NBA is so different. You know, the NFL, if you creep into the playoffs, you can do a lot of damage. Hockey, we've acknowledged it. Look at baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball's different. So the only time I can really get excited is if I know there's a pathway to actual damage.
Right.
They're not built for that right now.
No, you cannot get rolled in the first round of the playoffs and become just a joke where it's like, oh, well, you made it, but yeah, you are who we thought you were.
And that's why I would hold the excitement until summer. You know, if you bring a Lauri Markkanen in here, or you bring a Devin Booker, or you bring in player X.
Right, and that's why if you go out there and you play hard, and look, I take away the his haircut, but if Kay goes out there and presents to the world the way that Trae Young did when he went out and he beat the Knicks, and he let everybody know, hey, I'm Trae Young, and I'm in Atlanta. You want to come and play with me because we are going to be about something. Now, it didn't turn out to be that way, but then all of a sudden, Mike, Atlanta was part of trades. People wanted to go play because they saw what Trae Young did. This is where Cade Cunningham can put his name on the map, and he can go from just being Motor City Cade to now he can be Cade across the country, and everybody can see what he's doing. So that's what I need to see. You can't just get swept out of this thing. You cannot have a no-show. You have to be competitive. And if you lose, let it be in that final game. But if you can win a series, that to me, I can sit back and say, I don't really care about the rest. Mission accomplished. I'll see you this summer.
248-539-9797. And look, I'm really not interested in all the ancillary stuff. We've already established the foundation's been laid. That is satisfactory. The fact that you've been historically bad and now you're not, the fact that you're one of the six teams in the East that just isn't regrettable garbage, these are all good things. But to fully buy in and get people really excited, no, there's a higher bar to clear. So what I don't want to do is have a bunch of people calling up and telling me how excited they are about the eighth guy off the bench. I'm not interested. And neither is society. Like, it's not about nerding out. It's about, on the overall, what is it going to take for you to watch a Pistons game? That's really what it comes down to. Because a vast majority of people do not. We don't talk a lot of Pistons for that reason. But they're going to make the playoffs. And I think they've got a shot to have a competitive series. I don't like their matchup against New York. I would much prefer to play Milwaukee or Indiana. I don't know if it's going to be doable. Look, with Damian Lillard out, maybe the Pistons can get in the five series,
right,
and then you're going to take on the Pacers. Now, that's a different conversation. I think for me to be excited, they got to get the five seed. They got to get out of this six spot. And I would need to see a series that's a street fight.
But
I would need to see a series in doubt that would allow Trajan Langdon to make the big move to then fully be excited about this thing.
But right now, you're scoreboard watching because you're right there neck and neck with Milwaukee and Indiana. You're six. They're at 4 and 5. So it is possible that you could end up playing either Indiana or Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're tied with Milwaukee now. And you would assume, and assumptions are dangerous, I know, the bottom line is, without Damian Lillard, they're going to falter. If you pick it up in your last, what, nine games, you know, Pistons have been 6 and 4. Cade has missed a few games. No big deal. Play decent ball. You end up in the five. Yeah. Now we get a playoff series. I think if you play the Knicks, no, I think you get waxed. We had those arguments weeks ago. Nothing's changed. As long as Brunson's healthy, I don't think you beat them. Pacers, it's a different conversation. And if you win a playoff series,
I don't care who you play.
That's Dusty May making the Sweet 16. Yep. You would have taken an ultimate turnaround. You would have built a foundation. You would have learned how to win. And then it will empower Trajan to do something this summer that then I can say to you with a straight face, you're going to compete. Look, the Celtics won't look the same next year.
Yeah.
New ownership. They don't want to pay a $400 million tax bill. I don't believe Cleveland's real, not long-term. There's an opportunity here.
And Mike, I don't think Detroit becomes a punishment. It's like, oh, well, we got to take Detroit's money. It's like, wait, this team may be up and coming. They may be in that next wave of teams that you could get some superstar to buy in and say, yeah, I want to play with K. I want to play with under Bickerstaff.
And that's where, strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, like, look, I had this conversation the other day. It drives me nuts. Oh, well, I don't want to give up any of our young players. All right, cool. Then never win the East. Just sit here.
I've had this conversation as well.
I mean, I don't know what to tell
draft
you.
Draft picks, guys, in the NBA, your draft picks.
You don't get to keep everybody.
It's almost like baseball, because by the time they actually do something, it's 3-4 years later, and now you got to decide, do we want to buy into this person or not? Or just let that be somebody else's problem and just go get the star.
If you're looking for Tiger Talk, we did it hour one. Probably get back into it a little later. Season does start tomorrow. I know it's crept up on everybody. But we're talking Pistons. And look, it's about establishing on the left, it's this foundation that's been built. It's reclaiming some respect. It's making the playoffs. No one's ever going to remember in the year 2025, 10 years from now, that this was a god-awful East. It doesn't matter. You needed to get up off the mat, and you did. The question becomes, what bar do they got to clear for you to truly invest in this team? Whether it's your time, whether it's your money, whether you're not a basketball fan and you'd become one. For me, it's just pretty simple. It's this summer. This is where the team hopefully has done enough to empower Trajan Langdon, who, unlike Steve Yzerman, actually has a clue about pro scouting, and you make the move. You make a move that sets the course for the Pistons over the next 3 to 4 years to become one of the teams that has a chance in the East. You don't have that right now. And you won't if your plan is to wait 5 years for Ron Holland to be in his prime or for Assur to find a jump shot. Like, you have to add someone of Cade's caliber to Cade, and then everybody else's job gets easier, and then you're talking about the Pistons in a different way. So I'm good with where they are, but I'm not brimming with excitement because, no, I don't think they're winning a playoff series.
No, I'm with you, Mike, and here's the thing, and I don't think that Cade is this type of person, but you keep losing enough, and eventually Cade will just say, like most NBA players, I don't want to be here anymore. Do something, because you haven't brought in that, like you said, somebody just like me. I got a lot of people supporting Cass. I need somebody in here that can go over and take over a game just like I can.
Yeah, and you nailed it. Like Cade, the culture, what Bickerstaff has helped build, Cade spearheading it. I want to invest in that.
Yeah.
So this summer would be my
point.
Make
them happy.
I'm happy they're going to make the playoffs. So give us something to watch. I don't have overly high expectations because, look, people in this town haven't seen the playoffs in 15 years. What you did against the Bucks in 19 doesn't even count. If you don't win a game, you weren't there.
I was about to say.
And they lost every game by like 30. But
the fastest playoff.
Playoffs are a different beast. If they were able to win a playoff series, that would only further my demand on making a move. So I don't know. Whatever. Guess we can talk about what's your favorite pickle later.
Kenny, go ahead with the ticket text. I mean, I don't know what is up with this town. You got a basketball team competing. You got a baseball team that starts tomorrow. I do not get it. Go ahead, Kenny.
Attended the last Pistons playoff game. For me, the floor is don't get swept and be threatening in every game. Next season is win a series time.
Yeah, that's because of the offseason. Because right here and now, I think what they've built, I have no need to use any first-round draft picks. I have no need to add any more teenagers to the roster.
Yep.
I want Trajan Langdon to be empowered to make a bold move. And Rico's right. Cade playing the way he's played, it takes Detroit and it moves it from the I'd rather die than play in that city to, you know what? That man can make me money.
Mm-hmm. Most exciting thing about the Pistons is they actually look legit great more than just on occasion. I'm not that excited about the Pistons. I'm enthusiastic about the Pistons the same way I am with the Tigers. That's from Phil in a car.
Yeah, enthusiasm is fine. But this is where, again, I can't take a lot of the results seriously because you got to, like, look, you play how many of these teams? And forget about not trying. They don't even have people playing. That's not your fault, but I don't need to build a statue.
I need a playoff series win and a real chance at the Eastern Conference Finals. This team has been too bad for too long. I need a real step forward. That's from Raymond.
Yeah. And again, I'm not putting that demand on them now, but this summer should be fascinating. Yeah. Like, will Trajan Langdon be empowered and will they find the right move? Like, yeah, you probably got to go out and you probably got to make a deal that's going to sting. And it's going to be like a Ron Holland and 3 first-round picks for Lauri Markkanen. Like that. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But if you add that type of stretch four, that type of shooting, that type of pick and roll partner for Cade, you're talking about building something to threaten the East. And that's where it gets fun in the NBA. Unfortunately, the NBA is not like other sports. Other sports, if the Red Wings were the 6th seed in the East, we'd be talking about, dude, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Baseball, we just saw it with the Tigers. Football, forget it. Anybody can win the Super Bowl. But basketball is truly different.
It's more chalk, where only the best teams seem to make it to the NBA final, at least to the Final Four, to the Eastern and Western Conference titles.
Correct. Let's get to the people, see what they've got to say about it. Louis in Ferndale, 97.1. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the call today. Long time listener, first time caller with you.
Welcome.
A lot of times you drive me insane, but you're always good entertainment. Today, though, you really struck a chord. There is a ton of things to be excited about with this Pistons team. They're on the verge of tripling their win total from last year, which, I mean, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think this will be the first time that's ever happened in the NBA.
There's a top, I think they were cracking. There was a top 8 list that was published, Louis, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and they were sitting just outside of it. There have actually been like 40 game improvements in the history of the league. But it doesn't take away from what they've done. It's one of the top 10 turnarounds in the history of the league.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff. You know, thanks for that stat correction there.
No,
it's
you're
fantastic
fine.
Stuff. I mean, how I look at basketball, I'm a huge basketball fan. I watch these Pistons even when they are just absolute trash the last few seasons. Cade is performing like a top 10 player in the NBA. Jalen Duren has made humongous strides going from someone we don't even think about making a contract extension to, heck, man, maybe in 3 years, this guy's a top 5 center in the NBA. On top of that, you guys seem to think that they have no chance in the playoffs. I honestly believe if they get matched up with the Knicks or the Pacers, they have a real legitimate chance to beat both of those teams because they'll have the best player on the floor. Jalen Brunson's not even playing basketball right now. He's not going to be 100% healthy. He might not be 100% healthy until May, June, July time frame when they're not playing basketball anymore. Cade, on the other hand, will be. And I know this will be his first playoff experience, but I think last year was Halliburton's first year, and they did just fine in that. I don't want to see them match up with the Bucks. I know Dalvin Dame isn't playing, but Giannis is just a nightmare matchup for our boys. We don't have anyone that can stop him. He's going to foul Bayless. He's going to steamroll us. He's going to get that whistle. But truthfully, the Knicks, Cat, you know, he's an outside big guy. He's not going to foul Bayless. And if Brunson doesn't have the explosion because of the injury, I truly believe that you put a star
well,
on
okay.
him.
Okay, all right. How much of this do you think is just
him down?
How much of this is just the Knicks saying, we don't need him right now? Let's power him down. Let's get ready for the
playoffs. Well, that's the whole thing I was just about to say. I mean, I was letting Louis.
Why would you want to get rid of his rhythm
for
that long? For a month and a half before you come back to the playoffs, why would you want to disrupt his rhythm for a whole month and a half? He hasn't played, I think, since March 6th.
Because the playoffs.
He's a top seven guard of the NBA. But that's when he's healthy.
Yeah, and his rehab is progressing faster than anticipated. Articles out of New York yesterday. Like, enough.
And the playoffs.
Louis, I've had enough. Like, if we're just going to make things up, he's out till July. Like, enough.
Yeah.
You were triggered. Here, I'm triggered. Don't make stuff up. That's all. If you think they can beat the Knicks, God bless. But you're basically acting like Brunson's in a coffin. Cutscene. Every article out of New York yesterday, he's smashing through the window of his rehab.
Right.
I'm just saying, can we at least be on the level here?
You don't need to play him right now. And why do you want to disrupt this rhythm? Because the playoff run in the NBA, I know Pistons fans have forgotten, but when you're good, it lasts about 2 months. So you don't need him right now. You've pretty much locked up that third spot. Let's just go ahead, rest, and we'll see you when the playoffs
start. Right, there's 12 games left. And he's going to get cleared for practice. If Brunson doesn't play, I agree with Louis completely. I just get so flustered because, again, Jalen Duren's a top five center in the league.
Yeah, I heard that. I was just letting that one go.
I get tired of the euphoria because that's not even what being a fan is. That's what being a lemming is. It's okay to just talk about it.
But, you know, we overrate our athletes in this city. Him being the top five center?
Fine. Then do me a favor. Go pay Jalen Duren 4 at $180. Do whatever you want. No, just then go do it.
Yeah.
It gets so frustrating. It's like no matter this is where we are in 2025. It's the same damn thing with the Lions. No matter what you say or how nice you are about it, not enough. Well, too bad. Oh, Jalen Brunson's dead. Stand to the right for my crew so we can scoop the body. I mean, it was just because it's offensive because when you're preparing for a show, it's not even hard to find the Jalen Brunson news. And I'm sitting here and I get Louis yelling at me because I'm like, well, Louis, actually, like, he's going to get cleared for practice here any day.
He'll be there.
The Knicks are not going to rush him back.
You don't need him for these
according
games.
To Louis MD, he's out till July. Okay, I got nothing. It just gets frustrating. That's all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being frustrated. We'll get to more of the calls. Okay, Rico, I want to just do one thing. And I want to know if it's something or nothing, because I look at the world a different way. And look, I'm very enthusiastic that the Pistons have finally reclaimed some respect and we're not the joke of the league. But there's a leap to where some of these callers are. So, for instance, we had Dr. Louis MD call up and Jalen Brunson's dead. He ain't come back till July and the Knicks are bums and we'll beat him. Okay. Just tell me if this is something or nothing, because this is where I lose it. So you're not going to play the Bucks, which I wish you would, because without Damian Lillard, who today was diagnosed with blood clots,
right.
I think that would be a Louis MD special.
Close to the end of the season.
I don't think a guy with blood clots is going to be all right in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Leave the Bucks out. So, for instance, odds to make the NBA Finals. Do you know what the Pistons' odds are?
To make the Finals... 8-9%?
Plus 35,000.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So,
okay.
Do you know what the Pacers are? Again, another team Piston fans say, we're going to sweep, we're going to roll over. Plus 10,000. And the New York Knicks, who Louis MD says won't be a challenge at all, plus 3,200. A team that is 10 times more likely to make the Finals. And I got fans calling in and saying, what do you mean you're happy no matter what happens and it's about the summer? We're rolling over these teams. I'm like, guys, your odds are twice that of the Houston Rockets, who have no shot of going to the Finals. None. Yeah. Your odds are closer to the Orlando Magic. All their players are dead. It's okay to say, you know what, this is a great first step. It's like talking about Michigan winning the national championship in basketball. This is an unbelievable first step for Dusty May. It's a great foundation set, a culture set. There's no conversation about winning a national title.
No.
There's no conversation about, I don't even think, making the Final Four. The idea that Michigan fans We're walking through Auburn, and we want to talk about a Sparty party. And like, huh?
This feels like the Tigers callers and texters that texted in saying, oh, yeah, you're going to sweep the Yankees.
Right, it's why I get...
Oh, my God, I remember those.
And yeah, and I sat here, and I'm going, what
we
planet...
We want the Yankees.
It's just...
I remember those.
Get so flustered, man. All right.
But no, but Mike, using what you just
is
said...
Is that something or nothing?
No, that is something.
Just perspective, I guess.
It's like this, like with Michigan and Dusty May. Now... He could go out and say, hey, guys, come to Michigan. We can build upon this. That's what I want to see with the Pistons. Hey, free agents, come to Detroit. We're about a player or two away from us hosting, from the Pistons being one of the top three seeds, hosting games. That's where you are right now.
And
don't
once,
embarrass yourself.
Once they do that, all in. But the NBA is a weird sport. There are these qualifiers. Now, yes. Once every quarter century, somebody breaks the mold and does it a different way. And whether it's the 80, you know, what was it, the 78 Sonics or whatever it was, the bad boy Pistons, you want the 04 Pistons, fine. Those are unicorns.
I even think like the Warriors. We're just going to shoot threes and can't match it.
Change the whole damn sport.
Yeah.
For the worse, mind you. Okay, Kenny, take a text and I'll get to the callers. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm excited about the Pistons' progress. It's just the NBA product is hard to watch right now. So until they make the playoffs and win a series, I'm out.
And that's no disrespect. The Pistons have done nothing but their job. On a night when you're playing the Spurs and they have no NBA players, like, I'm sorry. I can't take a lot out of that. Hey, we dropped a bomb on the Pels. And you're like, yeah, because they dropped a bomb on themselves. I mean, seriously.
You're right. No, I'm just look. They're as bad as this team was. They're taking advantage.
Amen.
And they're winning. And here's why I don't mind, because they still play hard.
Absolutely.
Every night. They do not take games off saying, well, if they're not going to be playing their best players, we can. No. They go out there and they give you a show.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. And right now, you're locally good. Win in the playoffs and you become nationally good.
And all I am trying to communicate to the listeners is winning in the playoffs is really, really hard. And I feel like I'm getting gaslit, because I'm like, guys, this is going to be a real challenge. The playoffs are a different animal. No. Knicks stink. Okay. All right. I got nothing. Team's 20 games over 500. Carl Anthony Towns. He's more of an outside center. You mean modern?
Because here's what happens. A lot of fans look at the games that they played, and you got to wonder, okay, were the Knicks coming off of a back-to-back type of game? Or was it a load management type of game? And when we beat the Knicks, okay. Did they really care about that game, or did they give that game away as a league game? Whereas in the playoffs, now we're going to come out with a strategy for you. You're going to have to match that. And once you match that, we're going to come up with a new strategy.
It was funny because I came back from vacation and fans were like, yeah, we beat the Celtics. And I'm like, yeah, without Jaylen Brown and KP. And they were on like a back-to-back, I think. I'm like, okay, great.
Right.
You want to touch your balls? It's a free country. But like, you play us in the playoffs, you're not winning a game.
Right.
So do whatever you want.
But to some people, they're like, well, we beat the Celtics before. We could beat them again.
It's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're on
the same
page. I know, man. I know. And like I said, I'm
cool. So they looked at the, well, we beat the Knicks. Because David was saying that. We beat the Knicks. I was like, it's different though, David. Yes, but no. But
this is what happens when a team hasn't won a playoff game in 15 years. I can't ask people that, you know, be Barry Sanders and hand the ball to the official. It's the euphoria. Kenny, go ahead, and then I'll get to the callers next segment.
I try not to waste my time on a bad product, so needless to say, I hadn't watched the Pistons consistently in quite a while, but let me just say, they're worth watching now with Cade out. Sasser, Duren, Holland have been incredible, and all 19 to 24 years old now.
Yeah, and they lead the league in dunks. Fun. They don't play a boring style. They don't, and they play hard.
It's refreshing to see a team in the NBA actually try on defense. That's exactly what the Pistons are doing.
That's the thing is, it's so sad is only the top teams really try. Like, when you really look at it, yes, you have to play defense to win a championship, but so few teams try.
I'm not even talking about playing good defense. We're talking about effort.
Acceptable defense. Yeah.
I think win or lose the first round of the playoffs, the Pistons have to just be impressive. If they are impressive, they might become a destination over the summer. That's the goal.
Then euphoria takes over. Yes. Okay. I never should have said anything. You know what? He's out for the season, Louis MD. Straight to the people, and then we'll put a bow on the Pistons talk. If you're looking for Tigers first hour, Odyssey.com Rewind, we go to Brian. He's on a sell, 97.1. Brian, welcome. What's going on? Brian?
Hey.
There he is. What's up, B? How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I'm excited now, and it's because of the management and, believe it or not, a little bit of the owner. You know, and what he's done and cutting a check to Monty, yes, and just telling him to get lost. I can't. That gets me excited, the willingness to spend.
Yes.
It's something that I can't say that Chris Illich would have done. It's something that drives me insane with the Tigers and the Red Wings. And the fact that they're willing to spend, and they got Trajan, who clearly knows basketball and can put together a team. Him paired with an owner who's willing to spend money gets me excited.
And I agree completely. And Brian, you know what? If we're going to throw the guy in a garbage can for a better part of a decade, when he does something that most owners won't do, you got to tip your cap. It's a really nice job by Gorris. And you're right. We're seeing it in real time with another owner who won't do it. So, yeah, because if you didn't write the check, none of this happens. None of it.
Exactly. I was one of those people too last year, right? I mean, he was probably the reason why I was so down on the Pistons, right? I was one of the sell the team guys, and I'm just happy that he's got, you know, Trajan's got some money. He hired Trajan, and Trajan's got some money behind him, and I think that they got the ability to get a big name if they want it. I trust what Trajan's going to do, and I think that they can at least be competitive in the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win a series, but I'm excited for the future because they got young guys and money. I think
the competitive is where I'm at. Like, I mean, Brian, as you were on hold, and I don't know if you're handling other phone calls or Lord knows you're busy, but like when you hear people call in and they're like, oh, we're going to walk over this team and this, that's where they lose me. Like, yeah, I think you're capable of busting somebody's balls. But no, I'm not ready to sit here and go, oh yeah, you're winning the playoff series.
Yeah, and I'm going to the game Friday against the Cavs. They finally, in my opinion, have earned my money for the tickets. So I'm going to go, and I'm hoping they're going to get competitive, and they're not going to get worked over by the Cavs again. But in a year or two, I'd like to see them win that game. So,
I think they're fully capable of it if they have a good summer. Brian, it's not far away. The foundation's there. I'm with you. Like Trajan Langdon with good pro scouting has landed you some culture guys. And no, I don't think Tim Hardaway is a long-term thing. I think Malik Beasley's going to be here. Wants to be here, asked not to be traded. You got some pieces. If you drop in one all-star caliber player to this mix, it's game on. It really is. Now, again, it's a very hard thing to do because you're going to be contending with you know who. But even then, I mean, like, look, the Celtics have limitations. They're not going to keep spending this way. Why do you think Wick Grosbeck had to sell the team? His father got pissed.
No, and I was going to say, I don't know if the Celtics window is going to stay. I think it's starting to close. I'm not saying they're done.
I know that.
But I'm saying, okay, you know what? Let them have a few more years. Kind of like how, you know, the Warriors window kind of closed. And all of a sudden, they came back down to earth. And they're not that great team that just beats everybody. Now they're an okay team that can play good on certain nights. That's where you want to be. You want to be that team that's rising up, that you know, you're not doing it through the draft the way OKC is, but...
Yeah, OKC also has 800 first-round picks. And again, how real are they? How real are the Cavs? There's a lot of... Look, that's the funniest part. We're sitting here and I go, look, I don't think Cleveland's going to see this through. That's a team that's going to win 70 games. Now, I say that, nobody blinks. The minute I say, geez, I don't think you're going to roll and sweep the Knicks, oh, my God, you're terrible. You're a bad man. Bad guy. Let's go to Aubrey, 97.1. Aubrey, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for keeping me company on what is a gorgeous day out here in the Motor City.
The sun is out. Really, how rare is that? It's amazing.
How about that? Hey, I'm not going to say anything groundbreaking, but the way I look at it, I think your question was, what's the floor? And what do we expect for next year? my floor this year is to be competitive in a playoff series. Take it to what are they playing the first round? Five games or seven? I don't remember.
Well, it's who you play. Right? Like so for instance, look, if you could play the Bucks now that Lillard's out, I would say, hey, I think we can beat them. Like, I think this can happen. The problem is you're not. The way this is going to go out is you're going to end up against the Pacers or the Knicks. What's your view on those two teams?
Right. And so if we can have a competitive first-round series, I'll take that after having no real playoff basketball for, 15 years plus, right?
Yeah.
And then next year, we've got to be in the conversation, and I think you said it, Mike, for a conference title. I think to talk about being in the NBA finals next year is frankly not realistic, but let's have real high-quality, high-drama, high-stakes playoff basketball next year.
Yes, and I actually think, look, unfortunately, when the league, and just to get back to your original point, because I know we strayed, but like, when the league decided to make everything a best of seven, that actually hurts the underdog's chances. Yeah. Like, if it was a best of five the way it used to be, Aubrey, one mistake by the team in the lead position, and all of a sudden, you're in a closeout game. But now that it's a best, of seven, I think, again.
You kind of saw that with the Tigers.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you get that second win, and now... Yeah.
The league has made it harder on a team like the Pistons. Now, the other thing you asked, look, take it from my experience with my team. The Celtics made the Eastern Conference Finals four or five times before they broke through. It's really hard to do. And I don't think you can do it all homegrown. The Celtics only were able to elevate and only able to get where they wanted to go when they made some bold, out-of-organization moves. That started with Derek White, who's a phenomenal two-way player. Totally underappreciated. Then they got Jrue Holiday. Then they got KP. Then and only then did they become finals good. So that's the whole point is, look, I can't put this thing on them of you got to do X, Y, and Z by this. It's okay. We know we're good. We know Cade's a star. We know the window's open. We know we have too many young players to win anything of note. Let's take that first step this summer. I want to see them play well in the first round. I don't think they're going to win a series, but let's see who they play. Maybe Jalen Brunson. We got to get the player spatula, according to MD Louie, and we'll go from there. But then summer, then my excitement happens because then I think Trajan Langdon will be empowered. Rico, it could be very real, very quickly, right? OKC won 22 games. All of a sudden, 52. Then this year.
I'm with you. I mean, look at what you've done. I mean, you're about to triple.
Look at the Cavs.
Yeah.
Cavs started their rebuild. Now look at them. But again, they made the bold out-of-office move. Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be a move.
And you can't be afraid to give up some draft picks or a player on this team. Don't fall in love with anybody outside of Cade, is all I'm saying.
I look.
Not you.
No, you've had the conversations with people. I've had the conversations.
But you got to keep this team all together, then you're never going to win it. You just got to have faith and you got to wait. No, because Cade will opt out and say, I'm sick of this. We've seen it before.
Somebody on the text here saying, I can't believe you're questioning Louis MD. Very important.
Yeah. You mean when every media report flies in the face of the outright lie he was on the air telling?
I think it was a joke.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Let me check my cameras. Not sure if I'm supposed to laugh.
WebLouisMD.com.
No, it's like... Not that I could say to the guy. The guy's out here. He's Durant's a top three center.
Come on, man. It's like you see this. If you've already made the playoffs, you put your players in cruise control, and now you pick it up a little bit when the playoffs start. But for right now, you don't need them for these last 10, 12 games. You're good.
I mean, you're
locked into your spot.
Right. I'll leave it alone on the Durant front. I didn't have time, but I mean, give you 8 to 10.
No, you know what? If Vierling is face of franchise, top five center, Durant.
Okay? We can sweep the Yankees, dude. No problem.
So if we're going to say Vierling's face of franchise, top five center.
Actually, Kenny, that's actually possible with this year's Yankees.
Stop.
I don't think we're very good. We'll see. All right, let's move on.
Huh? What trade teams?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, who's your center fielder? Do you know his name?
Yeah. Listen.
Mine might be Harvey.
No, it's that's not real. They were just playing around.
Okay.
It's not real.
At what point will it be real?
No, bro, it's going to be a getaway day game, and I'm in a smash chair. Let's get to a blitz. We'll move along. 97.1.